every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Filthy Tom Lawler will be joining us after the break, and we've got plenty to discuss, not the least of which is the NXT show from Tuesday night. A wretched program. Wretched program. And a lot has changed, and we'll tell you all about that. We've also got Dynamite coming up tonight, and a lot has been announced for that show. 8 segments announced for the show, so we have a lot of stuff coming up here tonight. SmackDown is Friday. It's a 3-hour show, and in fact, we've already got the rating for last Friday's first 3-hour SmackDown, and the show did well. For those of you excited for 3 hours of SmackDown, every Friday night, did a good number, although it should have, because it was built up to be a really big show. We also have a lot of news, including Jake Roberts recovering from surgery. Tony Khan did an interview, talked a lot about AEW wrestlers in the G1 and William Regal's comments about people laying on their heads. We got CM Punk doing a promo. I don't know if we'll talk about that one. He's talking about John Cena's retirement match. But we got SmackDown ratings and Collision ratings, the full NXT report, and plenty more. A lot of big shows coming up, including, obviously, we talked about this with Lance. We'll do this later this week. TNA's debut on AMC is just over a week away. It will be January 15th, and that'll be followed by the Genesis pay-per-view, which is 2 days after the television debut. We got a lot to talk about today. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Of 50, want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical condition. As long as you make your premium payments, get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. I have not spoken a word to Tom about NXT yet. Don't say anything, Tom. But I do want to read this tweet to get your reaction to it. This is from Sam the Mailman. Sam says, "Hey, Brian and Tom, NXT was awesome last night. I am so sick of Brian complaining about the show." You have any comments?
None whatsoever.
No. What do you think of NXT last night? Are you going to play the game here tonight, or what'd you think of this show?
I'm not playing any game.
This show sucked.
You didn't like the show, apparently.
No.
Found
absolutely
mostly no issues with it. I thought there was a fantastic match.
There was a good match on the show.
Kendall Gray and JC Jane.
Yeah, Kendall's great. But no, that show's awful. Absolutely
all
terrible.
All right, lay it on me.
Hey, you want to just do the NXT review now?
If you want. Sure. Why
all right,
not?
Start at the beginning.
Let's
go
right off the bat.
All right.
Okay, so NXT from the same place as always. NXT New Year's Evil. Thea Hale, the new champion after being, after winning the title over Blake Monroe amongst much controversy weeks ago.
Okay, hold on. Can we stop there for a second? They have been saying that on the show. Like, it's a storyline now. Thea goes, "My very controversial win. You know, it's a controversial win, blah, blah, blah." This is 100% Vince Russo 1999 BS, okay? Yes. In real life, she wasn't supposed to win, okay? On the actual television show, in storyline, she hit a move, she got a three count, and she won. There was literally no controversy about this win whatsoever. She pinned her and won the title. What is the controversy about this win? Like, as a viewer, what's the controversy?
In kayfabe, there should be none.
Exactly. But in storyline, in kayfabe, they're saying, "Very controversial victory." She does her promo. "I know my win was very controversial." I'm like, what are you talking about? You pinned her with a move in the middle of the ring for a three count. What are you talking about? Now, before you talk about the match, let's just go back.
What match?
Well, exactly. Blake Monroe loses, okay? She gets very upset about it. She's losing her mind. She's having a mental breakdown, okay? She's offered a championship match against Thea on this show. She's still a wreck. Ava last week tells her, man, you want this title back so much? Well, you ain't going to win it unless the glamour returns or something like that. Okay?
That's what she said. Yes.
Blake really, really wants his championship back. So why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, Blake did what anybody who wants to win a title in a sporting contest would do. And she attacked her opponent before it could begin. She was whisked away and actually taken away outside, banned from the NXT arena for the show. So she is definitely not winning that title tonight.
No.
And Thea Hale's all beat up. She's laying around and I cackled. I laughed. I loved it because Ricky Saint's music hits. He does his entrance, pays no attention to the geeks tending to Thea Hale on the ground. He does his promo, says NXT needs him, which we found out later.
Just moving on.
True, basically. And he isn't going anywhere like everyone else on the roster is. And he said when Obafemi slips and falls, he's going to be there to pick up the ball and run with it. That is absolute.
Yeah, it was just a promo. It was fine.
Your new number one star on NXT.
He is.
Yes, he
I
is.
I guess. I mean,
it's either him or Ethan Page.
When this show ended, we have zero actual challengers for whatever's going on with the NXT title. None.
Okay, I'll get to this in a second. So Ava was in a tizzy backstage, told Robert Stone to go find Blake. She grabbed a production guy, told Tim in their production truck that Izzy and Tatum was up now and it hit their video package. I love that, actually, that we got to look at this. Because, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is what would actually happen in a real situation. Believe it or not, this is way back when. We're talking 2003, my very first mixed martial arts fight. I'm in the back. I'm supposed to be second to last on a card with like 7 or 8 fights. Well, it's 2003. So guys are dropping like flies. And one of the guys in the back decides he's not going to fight. I'm not making the walk. So the promoter's like, Tom, you got to go now. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, you got to go now. They gave me about 5 minutes to warm up. I fought like 3 fights earlier than I was going to. I got my hand raised, walked out to victor. But that is exactly what would happen in this scenario.
Okay, Tom, I agree with you, but here's a problem. And it's a problem with a bunch of things on this show here tonight, okay? How many times has a match not happened because somebody attacked somebody before the bell? It happens like twice a month at least. It never causes the show to fall into a shambles. In fact, like, shouldn't they have just done this after the match didn't take place? Instead, Ricky Saints just came out and did a promo. It's like, well, whoever's next on the show, they should just be going next, right?
We don't know that they were up next.
Well,
they never said that. They could have been planned for later in the show.
Why would she switch the lineup?
Who knows? You're asking me to explain Ava's decision?
Exactly.
Brian?
This makes no sense. It's exactly like later on in the show when Ava is she's talking to Thea, and Thea wants this match with Blake Monroe because it's been advertised, you know, and they're bait and switch. And Ava's response is, I'm not going to award bad behavior. I freaking died. I absolutely died. After all these years, you're not going to reward bad behavior? That's literally all you do is reward bad behavior on show after show after show. But this time, I'm putting my foot down. So anyway, we'll go back to that match.
Tatum Paxley and Izzy Dame.
Yes.
Izzy missed a charge in the corner. Tatum put on this Mortis-esque corner half crab. Vic mentioned here that Blake has been taken from the building. Booker T was great on commentary. He says,
he always is.
He's like, none of the calling are really friends. He's like, Tatum Paxley's naive. And he's calling out all the truths. Tatum made a comeback as the crowd was screaming, this is awesome. They slapped each other back and forth. Izzy speared Tatum through the ropes. They look like they both died. Izzy ran Tatum into the steps. Then Tatum hit a rolling capo kick, a 450 knee drop to the stomach, I guess. And then she hit Cemetery Drive and got the win.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Tatum's got a lot of... Tatum's another one. Like, she has a lot of potential, and the fans absolutely positively love her. So she shall be screwed right and left for the entire year, as we found out again here tonight.
Yeah, and then we got really the best thing on this show, Kendall Gray and JC Jane. This match.
Oh, yeah, the video package for Ilio Lafleur.
Oh, yeah.
The French luchador. It actually was good.
Egal LeBlanc.
They had a bunch of video pack. They had a bunch of footage from him all over the world doing all this crazy stuff. I thought it was good. It's like one of the only good things on the show, actually. Video package.
I was really hoping that we'd get that Knockout Brothers video package soon, but.
Oh, you. By the way, you're skipping. So after Ava said, "I cannot reward bad behavior," okay? She's going on and on about Thea, you can't defend tonight. Thea, you're hurt. Thea, I won't reward bad behavior. Thea, you're not going out there tonight. And finally, Jordynne Grace standing there, and she just goes, Ava, she wants to defend the title tonight. Why don't you just let her? And like, snap of the fingers, Ava goes, all right, you can do an open challenge. And she walks off. Like, way to put your foot down, Ava. Way to put your foot down.
Jordynne Grace, the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Also been called up to SmackDown.
Well, she's been called up, yeah.
We don't know where or where she signed, but apparently she's just done with NXT. But she's still hanging out backstage. Anyways, Brian, the main event of this show is next, but I think we're about to go to break in a second. But
all right, well, when we come back, we're going to talk about JC Jane and Kendall Gray, which was actually the only really great thing on the show. I thought the main event was good, but we'll get to the finish later. But back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, that music reminds me. We got an After Dark, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. We're going to be talking ghosts. It's going to be awesome. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline. However you're listening to this show, you can listen to Sports Byline live. And I also want to mention that Brandon from Pittsburgh, who was the winner of the prediction contest, I have not heard from Brandon. So he needs to get a hold of me if he wants to get his prize. Otherwise, he'll just he'll go unacknowledged as the winner. Well, he'll be acknowledged. He just won't have anything to show for it. All right, back to this NXT report.
Before I start, I'd like to acknowledge that very professional segue, the Midnight Express theme.
Yes.
Into After Dark.
That's what I
wow.
heard.
Fantastic. Yeah. Anyways, the main event of NXT, Kendall Gray taking on JC Jane. Gray used her shooting and hooking skills early before she landed a drop kick, sent Jane to the floor, landed a moonsault onto all of Fatal Influence, locked an armbar onto the apron, but JC slammed her into the dasher boards, cannonballed her, and then we went into a break. JC beat her up for an entire another segment. Then Kendall made a quick comeback before they collided on a crossbody. Kendall ripped off some German suplexes, took down her straps, did a stomp from outside the ring into it, and then a Brad Armstrong Bad Street style 911 DDT off the second rope, which got a two count. Jane cut her off when she went up top, hit a neck breaker, missed a cannonball in the corner. Kendall hit two more Germans, then JC Jane buried a knee to Kendall's face
my
as
God.
She was shooting behind for a waist lock.
Brutal.
I just saw this spot done. Oh, God. It might have been in the Knockout Brothers. It was. Oh, my God. Did you watch that Knockout Brothers versus TMDK match?
The one from New Year's Dash?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any New Year's Dash yet.
You've got to watch it because my boy Yuto Ice, the man who's getting everyone high on New Japan Pro Wrestling, big up, absolutely blasted poor Oiwa in the face in basically the same spot, actually. So maybe they
someone's going to get killed
it.
On this spot. They showed a slow motion replay. It was brutal. Like,
it's
she got
awesome.
Her hand up, but she still got hit so hard
oh.
and her head smashes off the mat.
You could do this spot and make it look great, because this was done safely enough. This was the Nakamura Sakuraba spot from back in the day. Anyways, JC tried for the knee again. They went through some reversals. Kendall got the arm bar. Then things fell apart. Fallon Henley got in the ring. Lainey Reed pulled Gray to the floor. She got suplexed for her troubles. Ren Sinclair took out Henley. She got hit with the rolling encore from JC Jane. JC tried for it again, but Gray locked on the armbar. Jane stacked her. Gray kicked out. She went for the Shades of Gray, which is like a leaping flatliner, but she tried to do it in the ropes like it was the Oblivion, and Fallon held on to her. Damn it! You're right. This show sucked!
I told
Fallon you. Fallon Henley held on to JC Jane right in front of the ref. The ref is looking at her. He makes a face, puts his hand. I'm going to throw this freaking microphone. I'm getting so mad thinking about this. I'm glad I forgot it until now.
Wow.
He sees exactly what happens. He sees Fallon Henley holding on to JC Jane. He throws his hands up. JC Jane rocks Kendall Gray, knocks her out with the rolling encore. And he's like, well, I guess I'm counting the three. No issues there. Nobody interfered. Nothing Fallon Henley did caused this to go any differently than it would have. Oh, one, two, three.
Poor Sam the Mailman. He wanted so badly for you to like this show. This atrocious show. What I thought was so funny, Tom, is not just your reaction here, but like the reaction of all of the fans in the building. because Kendall is making this comeback and they are going wild in this.
So was I.
They're on their feet. They're like cheering. They're so excited that she might actually win. And of course, it's the usual, you know, interference right in front of the referee. The heel gets the win. And just watch this
right
crowd
in front of the ref.
This crowd
right in front of the ref.
It's so deflated.
Oh, this was like Paul Turner all over again.
This crowd is so sad. And
Why didn't the ref should have checked the ropes to see if they were wet.
I swear to God, I wrote in my notes here, these Mark NXT fans will never learn. You guys aren't going to get a happy ending. Will you stop hoping? Like, they still have hope. Because I think they've been here for a long time back when it was good. But, like, it ain't good anymore, guys. There's no hope for your favorites. You know what this is? This is back to 2018 WWF with Vince McMahon. The only thing they know right now is heat. We've got to get heat. Heat, heat, heat. If there's something you like, you're going to get it for, like, 3 weeks, and we're going to take it away from you for heat.
Brian, let me tell you about heat.
Yeah.
You know what heat is? It's when something's hot. You know what would have been really hot? If Kendall Gray won that damn woman's title in front of the crowd.
You're right.
That would have been hot.
No.
She would have been heated up through the freaking atmosphere.
Nope. Now you're a mark. Don't even tell me you actually thought that was going to happen.
Somebody get that clip of Raven.
God.
What a mark.
Yeah. That's what I thought. To all those fans in the building and you, it's like, you ain't going to get what you want here. Which, by the way, that takes us to our next match. I was howling during this next match because I knew exactly what was going to happen.
You know, the only heat I want anymore is Minoru Tanaka. If it ain't that heat, get it out of here.
Ethan Page met with Ava. The Vanity Project shows up. Looks like they're getting called up to NXT. Jackson Drake defends the title against Sean Legacy tomorrow. Maybe someone will actually drop a title on the way out.
Hey.
That was a good one.
I don't even care.
Let's talk about Thea Hale.
I'm glad the Vanity Project's getting moved up. Hey, I enjoy them.
They are good.
It's a different act.
They are good geeks.
All right, so Thea Hale. See, Thea Hale comes out.
They're incredible geeks.
Yeah, they're great. They're exactly what they should be.
Yeah.
Thea Hale comes out to do her North American title open challenge.
Sure does.
A litany of women come out. They're going to try for the title.
Tom.
But.
Stop. Stop for a second.
What?
Stop for a second. It's an open challenge. She says whoever gets in the ring first is going to get a shot at this title. Ava has approved this.
Yes.
So when she says, let's go, security is stopping women from going to the ring. What? What?
I don't know.
No, Tom. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Why are you stopping women from coming to the ring for an open challenge, which has been authorized by Ava? No, stop women. No, stop! I'm like,
oh my God. That is stupid. But what's equally as stupid is that the woman who it appeared was going to get the shot was going to get it because she came out with a deadly weapon.
Well,
Tana Paxton comes out with a chainsaw.
Okay,
why didn't somebody just start waving a gun?
For once in my life, I give her full permission to do that because there were literally humans blocking her way to the ring. So she comes out with this stupid chainsaw, which is stupid. Because it's not even like a real, it's not even close to a real chainsaw. It's like, if I were playing like Leatherface for Halloween and I got a chainsaw at the Halloween store, it'd be better than this chainsaw. So she like comes out, everybody gets out of the way. She's about to get in the ring. These fans are going wild. Oh my God, Tatum is going to win the title back. And she's beaten by Izzy Dame. Izzy Dame gets in the ring. These fans are furious. And I'm watching this match. I'm just dying. They don't care about the match. They're chanting, we want Tatum. It's just like, oh my God. They're actually going to beat Thea Hale. Thea Hale, guys. Thea Hale was here for 4 years. Okay? She did nothing for 4 years except get over in Chase U. They never did anything with her. She got title matches. You know, they never gave her a win. And finally, she does a match with Blake Monroe. She freaking accidentally wins the title because Blake gets a win knocked out of her. She wins the title on accident. The place goes ballistic. You guys got to go back and watch the fans when they find out that Thea actually won this title from Blake Monroe. They are so happy. They're going absolutely wild. And the first thing this place does is, we got to get this belt off of her. We got to use this for heat. And so, in fact, she loses to Izzy Dame, who is now the women's North American champion.
She lost. She also buried her new finisher because she went for it and got kneed in the back. That led to her getting beat.
These fans were furious. And once again, I laughed.
There was
oh, just keep showing up, you marks.
There was a
just
banshee.
Keep hoping.
There was a banshee in the crowd screaming.
Oh, yeah. She was screaming. No! She's so angry. I was like, you're going to show up next week, aren't you? And you're going to get beat down, and you're going to be so miserable, but then you're going to go on Reddit and talk about how awesome this show was. More power to WWE. More power to them to get these kinds of fans. They'll just take it.
Lola Vice was disgusted with this backstage. Vanity Project came in, tried to hit on her. And then my favorites, the Belly Boys from the Honk Honk Fight Club, according to their shirts. You got to be kidding me. Ran them off.
The Honk Honk Fight Club.
Lola Badmouth, Kalani Jordan, they brawled. Joe Hendry told Ava he wanted Dion Lennox, no DQ next week. Ava said, look, Dark State's just going to interfere. Good point. Hendry said, how about I find some,
so
quote,
she can't
unquote,
say,
badasses.
She can't just say,
them.
I will banish the rest of them from ringside so you guys have a fair fight.
Well, he said no DQ.
You can still say you're banned from ringside. They've done this 1,000 times. It makes no sense, but they do it. Say it's no DQ. If you interfere, you're fired. But no, she has to wait for someone else to solve the problem. Joe Hendry, if you can find some backup, you can do it.
Oh, he found backup. Because later on, he was smart. And he went right into the mud. And he got OTM to back him up.
Talk about the next segment after the break. Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Thank God we started that NXT review early. We got a long way to go. And I got to mention before we go further this text message I just got. It's kind of a little bit off Racy. Topic, but Brian, I missed a prediction show. Even if it does not count officially, I predict CM Punk will call you out by name and verbally eviscerate you. And out of embarrassment, you will take a hiatus from the show, but will continue on with After Dark Radio. Brother, he called me out by name like 2 years ago on Instagram. I ain't John Cena. I didn't quit. I'm still here. And speaking of, by the way, did you hear what he said about the John Cena finish, Tom?
No.
I want to run this by you real quick. Because you're also a former UFC fighter. He was doing an interview on My Mom's Basement with Robbie Fox. Coincidentally. And he said, the John Cena Gunther finish. I feel like it's the same thing. Some people, maybe, I don't think you understand what you're watching. If you don't like it, I can also understand that. To make it your entire personality and spend an unhealthy amount of time talking about it, I'll put it this way. If John won, they'd be mad about that too.
Well, maybe.
But we wouldn't be talking about it anymore. Well, first off, I argued for months that John Cena needed to win his final match, and it would be stupid for him to lose on the way out, even to Gunther. But, you know, this is whenever people are mad at me about something, their argument is always, well, if the opposite would have happened, he would have been mad. Is that right? Okay. That's the worst argument. If the opposite would have happened, he would have also been mad. I would have been delighted if John Cena would have beaten Gunther. Now, he also adds, we're still talking about that finish, he says. The smile, the tap. Oh, my God, he says. The guy who says don't give up, gave up. Did he? I thought it was beautiful.
He sure
Tom,
did.
As a former UFC fighter, like CM Punk, how does tapping out not signal giving up? That's literally what a tap out is.
Yes.
It's saying, I give up. I quit. As you Pedro Sauer says, you're saying, uncle, you quit.
You are submitting to another person. Now, perhaps he is of the mindset, because CM Punk is also a martial artist, perhaps he is of the mindset, much like Helio Gracie, that Gunther was using a technique that John Cena had also perfected in his time as a pro wrestler. So therefore, he wasn't really losing.
Is that right? Okay.
What do you want me to say?
Well, Phil, I appreciate the thoughts, but the finish sucked and he quit. So
I would also like to say, for the record, I agree with CM Punk. I don't know what I'm watching.
Well, I don't know what I'm watching on NXT, getting back to that show. Where were we? Oh, Thea Page. Hale failing, and the crowd depressed and miserable. Yeah, that was good.
Ethan Page came to the ring, said he's a big game hunter after bagging a moose last week when he defended the North American title.
Against the heel, Ethan Star. Page, right?
Not to me.
He's a heel.
He said the North American title is the most prestigious in all of WWE. He says Oba calls himself the world champion, but only defends it in the U.S., while he defends his title across the globe.
It's a good point.
International icon. Yeah, you know, after, not to kill the lead, bury the lead, but I was like, this should just be the top title in NXT.
May as well.
He's putting it over. It is now.
They should just toss the world title, and right? And this should be the main title, yes.
So Jasper Troy showed up.
A heel.
He'll show he's the monster of NXT in 2026.
Yes.
Josh Briggs showed up.
Another heel.
From the back. He got booed even more than either one of these guys.
Yeah, the fans chant, then, Briggs, go home.
Then Stacks with Ariana.
Another heel.
Yes.
Said we have a heel being challenged by four heels.
Well, he said he's the only NXT guy with TNA gold right now. He's the real international champion, which is true. Shiloh Hill,
yeah,
who's been in the business for like a Keurig cup of coffee, comes to the ring.
Hey, by the way, before you go any further, guys, you ever been hacked? Okay, well, anyway, Shiloh Hill's a hacker. He's a babyface. He's the only babyface of all of these guys, this hacker.
He comes to the ring. He says, next week it's him and Stax for the international title. Tavion Heights then made his entrance.
An actual babyface.
Jasper Troy for the NXT Speed title next week. Ethan Page tried to instigate. A brawl broke out. Everybody tried to go after Ethan Page, but he avoided all of it repeatedly, dipped out of there. Shiloh Hill tried to dance.
Okay, hold on. I got to do not gloss over this, because this was the best thing on the show. This Shiloh Hill, he's running wild. He's all full of charisma. He clotheslines Stax over the top rope, and the only one left in the ring is Stax's fiance, Ariana Grace.
Yeah, thank you. I was getting to that.
And the hacker, he grabs her by the hand, and he does a little twirl with her, and he does a dip. And she is smitten by this hacker. And she looks up into his eyes, rethinking her relationship with Stax.
Yeah, she, you know what she's thinking? She's thinking in her mind, ASL.
And he gives her a big old smile, and his freaking fake teeth fall out onto her. And she freaks out. That made this entire show worthwhile. I laughed so hard. And his teeth falling out in the middle of this romantic moment onto her, and her freaking out because there are teeth on her. That was incredible. That was great.
They did a similar spot in the mixed tag.
Oh.
Where his tooth got on her.
And this was great.
He actually handed her the tooth and then went after Stax in that match. So Ethan Page got away. Shiloh stood tall. And seems like he's got a big push, which,
yes.
Hey, why not? Whatever.
What do you mean, why not? We need a lot of people to get a big push, because there ain't nobody left here. They squandered virtually everybody, and now they're being taken away.
So Fatal Influence runs into Zaruka backstage, but they just go, oh, look, it's Sol Ruka. And Zarya goes, yeah, I'm here too. They totally ignore her. Sol gets mad. She goes, I may not have any titles now, but I'm coming after your title, JC. And they're like, oh, we thought you guys were a tag team. Interesting. And then walked off.
Yeah.
Zarya not happy, and rightfully so. And Ethan Page badmouth Miles Bourne and Taint Wilder backstage.
Taint Wilder. We got a new guy, Taint Wilder. And thankfully, they put him in a segment with Ethan Page, who's a pro. And like the first thing he does is say, oh, Taint Wilder, I've seen you on Evolve Wrestling. I'm like, that's all you need to do, you morons. That's all you need to do. Thank you, Ethan Page.
Yeah. Then he goes, Miles, the last one, that brawl was for champions and challengers. You weren't supposed to be out there. Can you hear me now? You booed. Then we had Leon Slater take on Obafemi in the main event.
Well, then
the
Tate Wilder goes, Miles, don't let that guy bother you. And Miles goes, too late. So it looks like add him to the North American title lineup. Got eight guys going for that title and zero guys going for the world title.
Well,
Obafemi and Leon Slater.
Oba was just too physical for him early on. Beat the crap out of Leon as the announcers put over Oba as a generational athlete. Leon knocked him over the top. Eventually tried to springboard on him, but Oba slapped him in the chest about as hard as one human could possibly lay into another one. Leon then avoided a knee into the post, and Oba rammed into it. Leon poured it on with leg kicks, leapt off the apron, and drove Oba into the steps. Hit a great crossbody off the top for a two count. Then the ruler knocked his head off with a lariat, hit a choke slam. Oba was charging at Leon with uppercuts in the corner, but his knee gave out. Slater hit a leg lariat and then body slammed Oba and got a two count. Slater leapt over the post with a great flip dive. Went for a 450, but Oba got his knees up. Covered Leon, but Leon rolled him up with a crucifix, got a close two count. Super kicked the ruler, charged the ruler, but the ruler hit the fall from grace powerbomb and pinned the TNA X Division champion, Leon Slater.
Yes.
He is still your NXT champion.
My favorite part of this match, remember I mentioned these fans in the building, they're just marks. They actually did a spot where Leon Slater hit Obafemi with a body slam.
Yeah.
And they counted along thinking that he, first off, a 21-year-old is going to win the NXT title with a body slam. He didn't. He beat the guy clean.
It was no Wolf Aaron style power slam. No, I'll tell you that.
It's just a big old body slam that they thought was a finish.
Yeah, it wasn't because the finish was Obafemi standing tall once again.
Yes, yes.
He kissed the title.
Yes.
Put it down.
No, actually, he didn't. They go backstage. We didn't even see this.
Correct.
That's even better.
He did.
But it's even better, Tom. They didn't even show it. They went backstage
to keep Ava. They wanted the suspenseful.
There was no suspense.
No, it was confusing.
They went back to Ava having a meeting with the Evolve crew. We got a lot of openings, she says. A lot of people called up. There may be some spaces here for an NXT call-up. I'm like, there might be. Dude, you need to refill this place. And then they cut back to the ring, and Oba's gone, and his belt is in the middle of the ring. And Tony D. The least charismatic version of Tony D there's ever been.
We finally found out what he was doing all that time ago. We thought he was going after Javon.
Yeah. Remember he screwed Javon out of the title?
And then it was Ethan Page. And then last week he was going to beat up Joe Hendry.
Yeah.
But he actually never showed up.
Yeah.
But the announcers knew he was going to.
Yep.
And then this week, apparently he's going to challenge Vacant.
Yes.
For the title.
Yes. So anyway, that's how the show ended. And I was just dying. So, like, you know, Oba's been called up, and so they can't have him do a job before leaving. Meanwhile, Javon had to do a job on the last show of NXT, like, a week ago, the year-end show. Fine beating that guy, but we can't beat Obafemi. And, you know, Leon Slater, it's like, you realize that they had an NXT guy beat a TNA guy to win the TNA world title. So, like, Leon Slater could have beaten Obafemi to win the NXT title, but I mean, of course, that's not going to happen. I went back, and I are you aware that since this new version of NXT, this means post-Triple H, okay? Post-Triple H, there have been zero, because Vic said not many people have won an NXT title at the age of 21. Since Triple H stopped booking here, there have been zero people age 21 that have won any title in NXT. When Triple H was booking, Paige did win the title at 20, the women's title, and Tyler Bate was one half of the tag champs at 21. And Tyler Bate was a UK champion at 18. But ever since this new regime kicked in, zero 21-year-olds have won any championships in NXT. And if you go to the main roster, Tom, do you know the last time somebody under the age of 30 won the men's world or WWE championships in WWE under the age of 30.
What title?
The WWE world or WWE title, the men's main titles. When is the last time someone under 30 won one of those titles?
Randy Orton.
2017, when Bray Wyatt was 29. That's the last time an under 30 person has been the main champion on the main roster of Raw or SmackDown. 9 years ago. Show sucked. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hi. I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Do you realize that I spent most of 2025 complaining about the booking of Javon Evans? And I had to listen for like a year to people telling me, Brian is so stupid. Does he not see that this redemption story is going to end at Stand and Deliver when he wins that NXT title and finally gets his big victory? Yeah. Ain't happening. He's been called up. His NXT career ended with him doing absolutely nothing of value for 2 years. He won no titles. He didn't even win the Heritage Cup. He failed every last single time that he went after the big one. And that is his NXT legacy. But I was the idiot that didn't see the master plan of Javon Evans in NXT. Yeah. Cool show, bro. Really like that NXT.
Hey, what's on Dynamite tonight?
I'd be happy to talk about it. Well, I know that the under 30 world champion, who actually won the title when I think he was 26, MJF is going to be on the show. We got the return of Jim Ross, Tony Storm and Marina Shafir. Willow Nightingale has her TBS title celebration. Jack Perry and Jet Speed versus Ricochet in the Gates of Agony. Bandito versus Sammy Guevara in a non-title match. John Moxley, Shelton Benjamin in a title eliminator for the Continental Belt. And the Ops, Hook and Powerhouse Hobbs, face Hangman Page and Adam and Swerve Strickland And that'll be a lights-out match, which means AEW not responsible for what happens in that match. And as Dave made sure to note on Monday, doesn't count on their records. So that's tonight on AEW Dynamite.
Yeah, you need to talk to Tapology about that. They're going wild.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
We don't have enough time.
Get out of here. Hey, I'll talk to you in an hour. After Dark Radio, Ghosts, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.